WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. There are a lot of new albums out by jazz trumpet players, including 28-year-old Wynton Marsalis, 20-year-old Roy Hargrove, and 19-year-old Marlon Jordan. While their records have been getting a lot of press, jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has been listening to trumpet and flugelhorn player Kenny Wheeler. Wheeler was born in Canada, but is a resident of England. Kevin has a review of two of his albums.
If you want to make it big in jazz these days, it helps if you play the trumpet, play it well, and play it pretty. Unfortunately for Kenny Wheeler, who turned 60 this year, it also helps if you're barely old enough to vote. Still, if you ask me, by a lot of criteria, Wheeler is the best jazz trumpet player working now. For one thing, he has a gorgeous tone. It'd be easy for Kenny Wheeler to coast on his sound alone, but he also plays beautifully sculpted solos that don't sound like anyone else's. Wheeler says he's made a conscious effort to play like a saxophonist, which is a real challenge. A saxophone is easier to get around on than a trumpet or flugelhorn. You can hear the results in the way his lines lag behind the beat and leap around from one register to another. I love those little jumps into the stratosphere, where he may hit notes that don't belong in the key he's in. But moves like that may help explain why Kenny Wheeler doesn't have a larger following. As he says, he's too far out for some people, and too far in for others. On the latter point, it's true that his music, like a lot of stuff recorded for the ECM label, can be a little sedate. His new album that I've been playing you snatches from, The Widow in the Window, is a case in point. According to the liner notes, his quintet, with guitarist John Abercrombie and drummer Peter Erskine, had just come off a road trip where the music had gotten pretty hot. They decided to tone it down when they went into the studio. I wish they hadn't done that. A 1983 Wheeler date for ECM, just reissued on CD, finds him in more animated settings. It's called Double W. On both these albums, Wheeler's joined by two frequent collaborators, pianist John Taylor and bass player Dave Holland. Rounding out the band on Double W are drummer Jack DeJohnette and tenor saxophonist Michael Brecker. They play some slow and lyrical pieces, but also some that are geared to Brecker's hard-edged style. We'll be right back. I like Wheeler's writing better on Double W than on his new album, mostly because there's more variety. The best tune is called Foxy Trot. It takes some of the same sharp turns Wheeler's solos do, and gives Dave Holland a couple of catchy bass riffs. Kenny Wheeler's albums have something for every jazz fan. Melodies that are attractive and unusual, and solos that are either warm or red hot. Besides his new and newly reissued discs, he also has a large ensemble record coming out later this year. I keep wishing one of these records would get him some of the attention he deserves, but I'm not optimistic. If he could just convince people he's fresh out of high school, now that would probably do the trick.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. This is Fresh Air.